This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sounds good, man. Jim Duquette joins us at 9 o'clock. Joe getting all in the mood. Your girlfriend must be listening to this. I'm trying to send subliminals.
Every night.
I hear you, baby. Oh, man. Kyle Hamilton appeared on the Mina Kimes show, and this is what he had to say to Mina.
Yeah, I think one thing I've talked to a couple people about is just during the regular season, it seems like every year I've been here, it seems like we get in a groove and there's like a 6 week stretch where we're just blowing people out. And we kind of, I think, sometimes struggle with playing from behind sometimes because like we don't do it a lot. So, you know, in the playoffs, on the road, hostile environment, playing from behind was just like unusual territory. So we got to lock in that much more. Obviously, don't plan on playing from behind in the future. But, you know, if it does happen, we got to be able to respond correctly. And then just execute. I've had so many people ask me, like, what are the Ravens missing? I'm like, literally nothing. Like, we have everything you want to win a championship. It's just we haven't been playing well when we got to the point that we need to win. And there's no excuses for that. It's just offense, defense, special teams, we got to do better. And, you know, specifically on this Bills game, obviously we had a couple turnovers. Our defense didn't start well. You know, offense came out, scored first drive, and then we gave up a touchdown right back. And, you know, we don't want it to fall on our offense to have to go down and score. We want it to be on the defense to get that stop and win the game for us. So both sides of the ball, obviously going to be a tough offseason to kind of live with that. But, you know, we got another year and hopefully right that wrong.
There you go. He said we have everything, just not executing. Jeremy, will you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, look, there you have all the pieces. I mean, if you've had the best team in football the past 2 years and haven't got to the big dance, yeah, there's going to be questions. Like, what didn't they have this year?
Who did they have last year?
Exactly. I mean, they won the triple crown on defense last year. And
the MVP on the offense.
You got the MVP. Hell, you had the MVP on offense this year, but those stupid writers got cute.
You still butthurt about that?
I mean, I just think it's dumb. I'm voting for you for this, but you for this, so that way I can split my vote. But no, like, I mean, when we talked about some of the things that you're concerned about yesterday, and you brought up coaching, which I think is fair.
I am.
It's one constant that's been here of what's going on. Why do we call these? Like, I'm all for going for two when they did it. People were saying, oh, if you kick the extra point, sure. But the timing of it, I thought going for two was the right choice. And oh, by the way, the play design was fine. It was execution on the second one for Mark Andrews. Like, still can't believe he dropped that. But yeah, goofy things happen to this team for whatever reason in the postseason. And it's going to continue to be that Lamar can't win the big game until everybody else picks up picks up everything that they've been doing and stop fumbling the ball and stop turning the ball over. And he's got to do the same thing as well. He's not avoiding criticism.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. My friend Eddie talked about that pass that he dropped. My friend Eddie questioned the delivery of the football.
Man, don't do that. That was the easiest catch that guy's ever had in his career.
The ball could have been easier.
No. It's right in his chest. He's walking in. Now, if you want to
tell you what Eddie said.
Well, Eddie's wrong. You tell Eddie. No. That's that's the easiest catch Mark Andrews is ever going to have. He's looking right at the quarterback and backing in, and he hits him in, I don't know, the hands. And it wasn't an awkward move. Like, it wasn't like, oh, my God, it's low to the ground and I got to reach down. But it's right in your wheelhouse.
Eddie said it wasn't.
Well, Eddie's wrong.
is wrong.
He's wrong. No.
Oh, my God.
The defense is wrong.
I just feel like, you know, I said it yesterday, and I doubled down on it. I just feel like there's a culture of not getting it done here.
Why does
and
it
normally,
happen?
Normally, it comes from the top.
Yeah. I mean, look, you have to look at everything, and I don't know that you get an exact answer or the right answer to it, but, hell, if they moved on from Harbaugh and brought in another coach and they win a Super Bowl, wouldn't you go, well, damn. I mean, it would make you think, right? But the same thing applies.
But if you get Harbaugh, you go 10-7 and get eliminated in the wild card round.
And you go, well, man, we just screwed up, yep. Didn't we? But, again, like,
they can't fire him.
Because it's so many, like, comedic errors. Like, these aren't things that you see happen normally. Like, they've even talked about, should the ball be brought out to the 20 for the other team if you fumble through the end zone? Why not? Like, some people are like, no, it should go to the goal line. He fumbled. That's his fault.
Yeah.
You know, take care of the ball.
Exactly. Let me throw this in. This team has found ways to lose in the postseason. It didn't start with Lamar.
Mm-mm.
Billy Cundiff, that's avoidable.
The Billy Cundiff thing falls on the coaches.
That's
they
avoidable.
Would not call timeout.
Call timeout. I mean, yeah, Lee Evans dropped the ball, but Billy Cundiff could have been avoided.
Mm-hmm.
That whole situation. You look at the 14-point lead in the postseason up in New England, yep, after the Super Bowl. How do you lose a 14-point lead? You know, so this started before Lamar. That's what I mean, the culture of not getting it done. We had the Super Bowl, and he's always going to have that on his resume. You can never take that away from him.
But this is where
that was a magical run.
This is where it comes back to what we talked about, though. Because you're not getting it done, that narrative builds. And then it feels like, you know, you've got that, whatever, 800-pound gorilla sitting right behind you going, yeah, hey, it's time to lose now.
Yeah.
How are you going to blow the game? It's in the back of your mind. And it's so easy for these crappy-ass talking heads to go, he's never won a Super Bowl, so he can't win the big game. Okay. Well, what about the guys that don't get to the playoffs? Can they win the big game? I don't know, because they haven't got there. Well, apparently they're not winning the big games during the regular season. It's just, it fits whatever narrative they want to drive their storylines.
But this team has everything you need to win the championship, so why haven't they won a championship? That's the million-dollar question. I mean, it's the million-dollar, and again, there's a constant there. They won the big game once in 2012, or twice, but under this head coach in 2012. And he gets a pass because of that. But I look at all the other situations that we've had in the postseason where craziness happens. If your quarterback running the quarterback sneak at the 3-yard line, was that the 3-yard line or 2-yard line?
2-yard line, basically. Line. But
I mean, why? Who caught that play?
And the fattest guy on the field picks up the ball and runs it 100 yards.
That's a Disney movie.
How about you're going in for this score that's going to put you back in the game, and instead you throw a 100-yard pick six?
Yeah.
You know, that happened in Buffalo.
Yeah.
You know, you look at some of these things, too, and I would ask you this, and it's very unfair, but if Harbaugh doesn't win in 2012, is he still here?
That's a great question. I can't answer that. I would say no.
You don't get to take it away from him. That was a magical run, but nobody thought they were winning. It's weird. Nobody thinks you're winning the Super Bowl. You make that run. And when you're expected to do it because you have teams that are so much better than that team that actually won the Super Bowl.
Coming for you.
And then you can't get it done. It's frustrating.
Very frustrating. I'm just throwing that out there.
Or as they say in Baltimore, it's frustrating. I get frustrated over it.